The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, we've got a Facebook Live. So I did a Facebook Live in the last couple of days, and of course, not everybody can watch the Facebook Lives, but the information in those Facebook Live events are really important. So I wanted to share them, and I wanted to get them down as a podcast. And so here is that Facebook Live. Speak soon. And good morning, everybody. It's Dan Latto from daniellatto.co.uk. So we are on podcast 175, and we're going live on Facebook at the same time in our Wealth Creation group. So if you're watching this on the Wealth Creation group, then welcome. If you are listening to the replay on the podcast, then hey, how are you doing? Thank you so much for subscribing to our podcast series. And then if you're watching the replay on YouTube, please go and click subscribe in the YouTube. I'm pointing up there. I think it's up there, actually. It's down here somewhere, isn't it? Is it down here? Anyway, go click subscribe in the YouTube channel as well. So in this podcast, I wanted to talk to you about should I advertise my business on Yale.com? So this was one of the questions that I got asked just a few days ago, and I thought I'd do a little video about it as well. So no is the answer. That's the end of that podcast. So let me delve in a little bit further. So the reason why I don't think you should. So I've had an experience with Yale.com before, but it was quite some time ago, and I'm sure it's not the same people there. I'm sure the business has changed. It's changed so much, in fact, that do you remember Yellow Pages used to be like that, and now it's just Yale.com. I think you're going to get a better bang for your money using different types of marketing, okay? Let me just say that first of all. But then let me just talk about my experience. So I got a phone call. This was going back quite some time ago, and I was really kind of fresh around, you know, it's maybe 18, 19, so it's like 20-odd years ago. A bit more than that, actually. I tried to work it out 26 or 28 years ago, whatever it was. Anyway, and the words that they used when they tried to close me on the phone were very, very good. What they said was, we are looking for more people who can take on a lot more work, but we're only going to take you on if you can cope with the demand that you'll get. And I was like, wow, that's, those words are really impressive. So I signed up on that. Guess how much work we got in 6 months? Nothing, zip, nada, zero. Not a sausage, right? So then when I phoned them up and told them that they sold it to me under false pretenses that I was going to get all this work, they were like, well, we didn't, and I couldn't get out of the contract. They wouldn't let me out of the contract. And ever since then, I thought, that's fine. That's okay. I'll pay for the other 6 months, and then we won't forget. And here we are, 28 years later, not forgetting. And when people are saying, should I advertise on Yale? The answer is a big no, because they lie to you. They lied to me, and actually I've spoken to other people about this, and they've had the same situation as well. They'll say anything to get your business, right? And, you know, if they'd have said, we'll put an advert up and you'll get this, fine, as long as I got that. But that's not what they said. They said we'd be inundated with business. And so maybe if that's how you want to sell, then that's how you want to sell. That's okay. That's up to them. But here we are 28 years later saying, don't use Yale.com. Maybe it's their training that they had at the time, but I know that they still do it now. So then we're into, well, if not Yale, what? What am I going to spend that money on? So, I mean, for example, right now we offer the social media marketing agency stuff. This is the all-in-one package. I'll put the website up anyway. So the all-in-one marketing package, it's a done-for-you service. We do videos, podcasts, images, text, content writing, landing pages, website. I mean, you name it. Go and have a look. It's all on there. But that's, like, at the moment, it's 250 quid, and it's not going to stay at that price for long, because we get too busy at that price, and it's not sustainable as we grow. Okay, so that price will go up to 350, 450, 550, and so on. But right now, it's 250 quid, an absolute bargain. So, like, you could spend the money on that and raise all of your social media awareness. Or actually, you could go out and buy some equipment. Like, I'm using a Logitech 920 camera here, the HD camera, and I've got a Yeti Blue microphone, which is a USB microphone. And those two, you know, this is 130 quid. The camera was, well, it was 90 euros here in Spain. It's like 50 pounds in the UK. But that stuff gets you a recording studio. Like, literally, I'm using BeLive TV to go live on Facebook. That pushes me out. That costs $25 a month on the monthly subscription that I happen to be on, but I get everything I need for that. They do a cheaper one at $15. So instead of spending your money on yell.com, how about you go buy yourself a microphone and a camera and BeLive TV and go live like this? Because all business is basically about is showing that you exist. Then people will see if they like you or not and then decide whether to buy your products or not, right? Jordan Belfort, in his Straight Line Selling, he basically says there's only three reasons why someone's going to buy from you. They got trust in the product, they got trust in you, and they got trust in the company. And at each stage of the sale, you've got to convince the person that they trust you, that they trust the product. The product is going to do what it says on the tin. They trust the person selling it, and they trust the company that employs the person. Those three things are in alignment, then you're going to sell. That's the Straight Line Selling system right there, okay? So the more that people know you, the more that people understand who you are, the more that people understand your wacky sense of humor and that you're just a human like everybody else, and the fact that you know, maybe admit some of your mistakes, or you do product demonstrations, you show people how to be a better person, whatever that happens to be, right? It's about getting out there and showing that you actually exist. We live in this sea of noise on social media, okay? An absolute sea of noise. YouTube went down this morning, and I'm sure people on the West Coast of America are panicking because YouTube is down. What else are we going to do? We're going to have to watch TV. Like, when TV's on, we have to watch the programs that are on TV. It's not like Netflix or YouTube, is it? So, but we live in this world where we've got, you know, the distraction now for your videos is Netflix, right? The distraction for my podcast is either Gary Vee or YouTube or Netflix or the Xbox or... It's not even the TV. It used to be the TV, but it's not that anymore. You know, if you take the amount of people doing all this extra stuff, like Facebook is your competition right now, right? So why not go where your competition lives, which is on Facebook, on YouTube? Like, if we could get on Netflix, we'd be on Netflix right now. Do you know what I mean? We'd have our own TV program there as well. Like, we've got our own TV show on YouTube. But this is it. Do you know what I mean? Like, in the olden days, I guess in America it's different because you had cable, but in UK you had three channels, and to get advertising on those channels was really expensive. You could go to radio. Now we've got TV because we've got YouTube, and this video then gets uploaded onto YouTube immediately. I say immediately, it's got to go through our video editing guy, and then it goes uploaded to YouTube tomorrow probably. We pull out the MP3, so that's the equivalent of a radio. So instead of going and spending money on yell.com, why not spend the money on you, get your equipment, get your video camera. And even if you're rubbish, it doesn't matter. I was rubbish. You look at my videos from 6 years ago. My goodness me, they are shockingly bad. But we've had 250,000 views up to now, more or less. Like, 250,000 people have watched my stuff. That's phenomenal, right? I don't know what the viewing figures are for Big Brother. All right, probably more than 250,000 a show. But pick a crappy BBC Radio 4. Does that still exist? And what are the listening figures for that per day? 20,000 people a day? Do you know what I mean? So in 120 days, I mean, bear in mind, I've gone for 6 years with my YouTube show, but it gets faster and faster and faster because you've got more subscribers. Like, we don't even have that many subscribers. We've got 866 subscribers. And actually, our plan now is to start upping that and start to really go to town and get as many subscribers as we can, because we want one of those little plaques that you get from YouTube. But look, if you're asking, should I advertise on yell.com? The answer is a total no. Should I be investing in video equipment? The answer is a total yes. And let me just show you. So if you're watching the video, you can see this, but on the podcast, I'm holding up, this is a DJI Osmo 2. And what you do is you put your mobile phone in there on the top bit, and then it just, and you hold it like that, and the phone is watching you, and it doesn't matter, it just holds it still. So if you're walking and doing video equipment, that's like 150 quid, something like that. We've got all sorts of equipment. We've got tripods, for example, 20 quid. We've got GoPros, 500 quid for those underwater shots. Or we use this in the car. We just set it up on a thing that connects to the windscreen, like Top Gear does, and we press record. And then we record whatever as we're driving around, whenever stuff comes to us. Sometimes we get in the car, we don't know what we're going to talk about. So we just press record, and then off we go. Something pops in, we'll start talking about it, creates content, creates noise, gets us out there into this sea of noise so that we can put our hands up and go, hey, guys, so we can try and start making an impact on people. And that's what you need to be doing. That's marketing in 2018, not yell.com. All right, that's podcast 175. I hope that's useful for you. I hope that you enjoyed that. Please subscribe, put a comment in down below. Love to get feedback from you, and we'll speak to you on the next podcast. My name is Dan Latter. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.